Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, quarterback Aaron Rodgers! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, a show we like to think of as a celebration of Packer football. And you might be saying to yourself, self, what on earth are they going to celebrate tonight? And I'm going to tell you, we are celebrating the fact that tonight's guest is the best player in the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Aaron Rodgers. Tonight's show. Thanks for watching. Aaron, how are you feeling, first of all?
I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you.
Well, clearly, last week at practice, we're going to change the subject here. Clearly, last week at practice, you were moving around a lot more, felt a lot better than the week after you broke it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're still 2 weeks out, you know, of the injury in Chicago, against Chicago. You know, it was a significant injury. Been doing everything I can to get back on the field. Obviously, it's slow going. This is unlike any other injury I've ever had. I've had knee issues, obviously a shoulder injury. I broke my finger in college on my throwing hand. Those are all injuries I could play through. But this has just been a waiting game, and that's probably been the hardest part, as they say. So just taking it one day at a time, and looking forward to getting back out there at some point.
Well, Aaron, just between us, do you have a particular game you're thinking about?
I mean, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but it is Monday, and I never like to rule myself out of any game. That being said, I know Mike may have already done that earlier, but I'm going to be back when I'm ready. You know, when there's a very low risk of re-injuring that. Obviously, if you have another blow like I had, displacement of the collarbone could be 3 to 5 months of rehab. So that's not what we want. At the same time, we're 5-5, and we might need a little jolt here at some point.
Aaron, I recently saw a comment you made on your radio program where you said, in essence, it's not about the scores and the stats, it's about the moments. And one of the moments you mentioned was after your injury and you walked back onto Lambeau Field, the reception you got.
Yeah, that was incredible. I had to fight back the tears, to be honest with you. That was a special moment. I was in the locker room trying to figure out a way to get back on the field and tell those guys I was going to put my pads on and go back out there. That obviously wasn't going to happen. After halftime, I saw the guys, saw we scored, got the onside kick, showered, and just wanted to get back out there with the guys and see them. And to walk on that field and get that kind of reception was, like I said, one of the top five moments of my career. And, like I said on the show, it's not about, in the end, the scores or the stats. It's about the guys in the locker room and the moments like that where you just really just get that perspective of why you love what you do and how you just have an ultimate appreciation for you as fans just giving us the support that we need to do our job.
Aaron, let's talk about... Yes. Aaron, if we could, let's talk about young Scott Tolzien. And from the outside looking in, I get the sense you like the kid. I mean, as a veteran, you know, there's kids that come along that he's got it or he doesn't. It looks like you like this kid.
I like Scoots a lot. I like nicknames too, but I'm real proud of Scott. You know, he really cares about it. He puts the time in. You know, I think he played very well at times yesterday. He completed over 70% of his passes with a couple drops. Had some big time throws down the field. I think he hit all his deep throws. To James, to Boykin down the sideline, to Bostic over the middle. I mean, he made some big time throws in the game. Obviously, like to have a couple of those back, but a couple weeks ago he was on the practice squad, and I'm just really proud of him. You know, he came to me a few weeks back and was asking about an opportunity that came up with a different team that was interested in him, and I just, I guess my own foreshadowing of my injury, I said, this is a good spot for you. I think you can fit in this offense. I think you're a talented guy, and this offense rewards preparation. And I'm very proud of Scott, the way he prepares, and I think that he's going to have a good week this week and be ready to play.
All right. And now, here's Mike McCarthy talking about Aaron Rodgers last week.
Great players make other players better, and that's what you witness with Aaron Rodgers. He makes his team better. He makes his teammates better. And more importantly, cares. I mean, everybody talks about winning. Everybody wants to win. But he illustrates it with every opportunity he's given. And, I feel like every time you ask me a question, I say all these great things about him. So, I don't like his mustache, so I'll say something bad about him. But, he's a great player.
So, Aaron, what's the deal
jealousy
with the mustache?
100% jealousy. Anybody? It is. Pure jealousy from Mike. He used to have a great mustache back in the 80s and 90s. He's got a little gray in it now, and he's too afraid to put the Just for Men in it. So he has him in rocket. He grew it out a little bit last year, but I think took a lot of flack at home, so he ended up cutting it. But now this is the second year I've done the mustache, and there's a lot of great organizations out there that are associated with Movember. Or No Shave November, but it's just for me. It's a way to raise awareness about prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health issues that affect men. So I love mustaches, so it's an easy fit for me, and I hope we can also raise some awareness for some of those things as well.
Well, Aaron, hang on to your mustache, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Aaron, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, this is a sideline view of a big pass in Baltimore. Now, Aaron, I've seen you work these things before. Why don't you just take over and coach us up on this
I have
play?
No idea what I'm doing. Can I touch this thing here or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it going to roll?
It'll
yeah.
make a yellow mark. See? Like that.
How do you get rid of it? You just touch the corner there? Okay, this is me right here. Nah, this is one of our base plays, big plays. We ran a couple of these last night where we're just trying to isolate a guy down the field. In this case, it was Jordy running this route, and we had a deep over on the backside. Similar route that we hit Boykin on last night, except this was a nod post, we call it. Fourth and time in the game, I just ran for a first down. First and 10, we brought tight end in motion across formation. And actually what we'd love to have in this situation is cover two. So we've got two high safeties. And as you watch, as you roll it a little bit, we have some hard play action away. Just a little dummy point there. Go ahead. Hard play action away. And you freeze it there. We've got what we want here. We got Ladarius Webb, who's looking in the backfield. We have, I can't pronounce his last name, but it starts with an I. He's number 32. It's IHEDIBO, I think. He's looking in the backfield as well. And we got eventually we're going to have a great situation with Jordy with leverage, working off a safety, giving him an out move, and then up to the post. And you can roll a little bit there. Come off the fake and freeze it there. The big guys don't get a lot of credit, but we have hard play action. This is what we're looking for here. This is a great pocket right here. A lot of room to maneuver. And at this point, it's just picking a spot on the far hash to throw this ball, knowing that he's not involved in it because he's looking at the deep over. And I just have to make sure I give Jordy enough air to run underneath it. And you can roll it forward.
Let's roll it forward, yes.
Right here, you just putting a lot on it and put some air on it and aiming for the far hash, which we get right there.
64-yard touchdown. And, folks, that ball was in the air 62 yards on the money. Not human. All right, coming up, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph starring Ben.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
We are back. It is time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player's name is Ben. Ben, do you know who you're standing next to?
Yep.
Who is it?
Aaron Rodgers.
Is that pretty cool or what?
Yeah.
Well, even cooler, if you can learn the football skill Aaron's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph right on that ball. How's that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. Aaron, what are we going to learn?
Not something I love doing. They like passing the ball, but every now and then you got to give it to the running back, or in this case, toss it to the running back. And because we want to make sure those guys don't have a lot to look at it when the ball's in the air, if you back up a little bit over here, I'm going to show you the proper toss to the running back. You want to throw a dead pitch, so you want that ball to be like a knuckleball and not move in the air. So when I get the snap, I just want to toss it to you, nice and soft, not moving much, so don't have a whole lot to look at when they're tossing it. So why don't you try it? So you got to do it, give a cadence, though, right? A little green 19 set up. Hey, there we go.
All right. Look good to me, Ben. Aaron, does he earn your autograph?
Yes.
All right. Well, Ben's getting that autograph. We got to take a break. When we come back, more with Aaron Rodgers. Stay tuned. Back with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron, it's one of those football things I have trouble comprehending. You play a very precise game with a lot of precision, but you don't play cautious, and we're going to look at some stuff that proves it. How on earth does that happen?
You know what
I mean? You know what I mean?
You practice those throws. Now, that one there, that was wind aided there. played to win there. But you practice a lot of these throws, and it's no surprise those three all went to Jordy. Okay, that's Randall there. We got Randall in. But you know what? I like to operate in a practice environment that is very difficult. I think anybody who plays in the NFL and plays quarterback should be able to, in a 7-on-7 drill, to complete all the passes in your individual work to make the throws to look good. But why not in those situations make it as difficult as possible for you? So you're making very precise throws. You're using footwork as if there's a guy moving you off your spot or chasing you. And then we work on a lot of stuff. So I got to give credit to Tom. When Tom trained me for years as my quarterback coach and Ben McAdoo now, we work on a lot of those things every day. And I like to practice in an environment that is as close to a game situation as possible, because I think, like you've seen, that stuff just transfers over.
Aaron, all that stuff you do pre-snap, I mean, you got about 40 different gyrations and stuff. How do you keep all that organized?
That's for the cameras. I want to highlight my booty there.
You know? It is good to have an organized booty, let me tell you.
A lot of lunges and squats in the off season for that. You know what? A lot of it doesn't mean anything. And some of it is just a reminder for myself. You know, when you're going through practice, you do different things that sometimes come out in a game that might not actually have a bearing on it, but you're just kind of reminding yourself, you know, where the line's going or who's potentially hot. And then you have to play games out there with the defenders because they watch the same film. They watch TV copies now. And you just have to be careful how much stuff is getting out there. So you want to make sure you complement your real signals with a lot of dummy signals so that they don't know exactly if it's the live check or the dummy check.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Aaron from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. I can't believe I got that all out. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Aaron Rodgers, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Ron Rowan.
And Ron, your question.
Aaron, how does it feel to quarterback the greatest team of all time?
It's pretty special. That's why it's so hard to not be out there right now.
All right. And what's your name, sweetheart?
Lauren.
And Lauren, what's your question for Aaron?
What's your favorite play?
Touchdown passes.
You did very well, Lauren. And what's your name, sweetheart?
Barb.
And Barb, what's your question?
I got three questions. First of all, I love your mustache.
Thank you.
Because my husband has one. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Two brothers.
And yes. Can I shake your hand?
Okay, Barb.
Another two questions. Thank you, Barb.
All right, Barb. Thanks to Aaron and thanks to our questioners. We're out of time. Frankie, what do we have for our questioners?
Due to three losses in a row, we're giving away our ballpoint pen from our previous show that we're trying to get rid of.
All right, coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us, please. You're watching Packers Live. I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
We are back with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, of course, we all see you on a lot of commercials, very popular commercials. Do you have a personal favorite?
It's been a blast to do all of them. They're so different now, you know, with the humor and State Farm, and then the stuff we're doing with Purveya. But State Farm, I think the initial one was great, and then the second one with BJ was probably my all-time favorite.
Well, by golly, let's take a look at it.
Well, Mr. Raji, we could save you hundreds by doing a discount double check.
Not you too, Raji. You're on my team. You know that's my move.
The discount double check?
No, that's my touchdown dance, man.
Here we go again. Sir, you're not even doing it right. Raji, drop it.
Show me what you got, Raji.
What is this?
Come on now. You said you were a dancer.
Where are you going, buddy? Come on back.
Aaron, are those a lot of work at the end of the day, or are they just kind of fun?
It's a long day, but you're having so much fun. The two actors that were in the first two, the guy and the girl, were unbelievably funny, and it's half the battle trying to just keep a straight face on set with them. BJ was great. He was really nervous at first. He kind of flubbed his lines a few times, which he really didn't have a whole lot of lines if you watch it, but... But we had a blast doing it. The director is great, allows you a lot of latitude with some of the lines. And Adrian, who's the righteous guy, he's a lot of fun to work with, too.
Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. Get well soon, will you, guy? Aaron Rodgers, everybody. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.
pretty good range.